I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Listen, all you motherfuckers.
Politics, politics, humor, humor, tequila, tequila, and an IQ of under 64. Yeah. You're listening to Art Pop Radio, 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 Radio.
Hi, my name's Bart. Welcome to Bart Cop Radio. This is show 85. Sorry it's late, but I'm a Democrat. I got a bunch of excuses. Line them up, as my good friend Bonner would say. Boy, so much to catch up on. You know, we kind of lost track of time there a little bit. We concentrated maybe a little more on the page than we should have on the radio show, so we're correcting that today. But it might even be one of those, what do you call those, Darwin-esque deals, because my mistakes are forcing me to evolve. What we got today is basically a live show. The times I had to clear my throat or sneeze or answer the damn door, so I cut some of those out. Otherwise, it's all completely live. But on your end now, that means you got to allow me a little more leeway, because sometimes I say things that sound crazy. Go figure. Moi? Sound crazy? But so we got a big, big show. We don't know how big today's show is because it's still in the process. It's still in the oven. But it may turn out to be a four banger. Go figure. A double issue. Among the topics we're going to talk about today, we have to slap around that Alito. I don't like the guy. Never did. He deserves some slapping. I'm just the guy to do it. Pat Buchanan, more Nazi than some, more honest than some. I think it's a fair trade-off. Brian Williams, good friend to the vulgar pig boy, he needs to be slapped. We do a little thing of birth control. Some of you not familiar with all types of birth control, where else would you go but Doc Bart? We have to talk about the Catholics once or twice. It's not what you think. Well, it sort of is, but it's very, very short. Got a few things on Christmas we need to talk about. Christmas means something to me. Christmas means something to you. Christmas means something to everybody. So we're going to sort that all out. If you happen to hear the N-word, well, it could be me, sure. But more than likely, it's Boondock. So if you hear the N-word, remember that it's a black guy talking, black-owned, black-produced, black-directed, black-financed. Well, no, Comedy Central, I think, financed it. But anyway, as always, it's not my fault. Ramsey Clark, causing us a lot of trouble. He needs to be slapped. Again, where else can you go? Our good friend Stephen Colbert has a bad moment. He was live on the TV, got some bad news about a friend of his, had a bit of a breakdown. It's not pretty, but we have to look at it. Bush is cutting spending, and of course he's going right to the widows and orphans to do it. That son of a bitch. We got a little friendly pep talk for the Democrats. You know, sometimes that'll mean to the Democrats, but today it's all friendly stuff. We have to talk about, you know, as religious people go, I think they're all charlatans, they're all frauds. There's nobody in religion that I respect. But I got to give sometimes a half a grain of respect to Billy Graham, because he forgave Clinton before Clinton confessed. So he had no idea what Clinton was guilty of, but he forgave him up front. So I had to begrudgingly throw a couple of grains of respect his way. But his son is a different story, and he pisses me off. Franklin Graham. At least I hope Franklin Graham is Billy Graham's son. I think he is. But he wrote an article in USA Today. Pissed me off. And sometimes when I get angry, the Tourette's in me, it just pops out. You might have to wear your earmuffs for that one. The hostages in Iraq. There's no need for that. I'm able to solve that problem. If they would only listen to me, I can solve pretty much everything. You know me. You know my history. 1,660-something web pages, and what's this, 85 radio shows? You can't name a problem I can't solve. Then, of course, we have to. Now, this is my N-word, but you know that nigger mayor in New Orleans? He is so evil and stupid. You know why? Because he's black. Because that's how blacks are. They're all that way. There's none of the good ones. Well, you know, that's not me talking. That's a Republican talking. Sometimes I slip into how they would phrase things, but all that I've given you, that's just in the first half. Hell, it may just be in the first third. This is a big, big show. This is not like any other show you ever heard. This is live, as you can tell from all the mistakes. Live show, big live show. And it may be a precursor, a forecursor, or something like that to us doing live radio. You know, it would be kind of a kick to do some live radio. As always, if I had a little more time, if I could line up 25 subjects in a row and just tell you, turn on your radio at 7 o'clock, kids. Here we go live. You know, we may have to try that someday. And we're getting closer. Like I say, today is a test run for some of that. You tell me how we did. But before we get going, we got to do our shot of courage. Oh, that was tight. I like it tight. Oh, very, very nice.
This is www.bartkopp.com.
I had a diaphragm, you know it would not fit. I tried and tried to use it, but I just had to quit. And that sperm side cream will give you bad dreams. I don't like it one bit. I got them mean old birth control blues. I tried the rhythm method, you know there's not much worse. I tried all kinds of fancy rubbers till they start to burst. And I'm not wild for a second child, I'm still getting used to my first. I got them mean old birth control blues. When I was a younger girl, I went on the pill. I felt real hip and sassy, I thought I would get my fill. Well, my breasts got big, I ate like a pig, and I was really ill. I got them mean old birth control blues. Now I read in the paper that science will save the day. They've got a brand new little plug, it works on rats okay. Well, I looked at the pictures and I just said, no way. Still got them mean old birth control blues.
Here's a headline for you. It's the headline says administration sees high school papers, but they don't mean the Bush administration. They mean some Tennessee high school board of directors, whatever. It says here, copies of a Tennessee high school student newspaper have been seized because the edition contains stories about birth control and tattoos. Now, what could be more dangerous than the teens understanding what birth control is? And, I don't know what the crime is with tattoos. You know, I think Oklahoma may be the only state in the United States that where tattoos are illegal. It's so dumb. When you're in Oklahoma, whenever you leave Oklahoma, if you see a sign say you're leaving Oklahoma, welcome to Missouri, welcome to Arkansas, welcome to Kansas, welcome to Texas, there's a tattoo shop right there. You know, it's like in the old days when we were in college, we had to cross the state line to buy some beer. That's what they do now with tattoos. For some reason, tattoos is the most evil thing. And this is Oklahoma, where cockfighting is king, where Bush's approval rating is still in the 60s. But somehow tattoos are bad. I don't understand. You know, tattoos, it's like everything with these stupid-ass state laws. Tattoos are either dangerous and a lot of crime involved, a lot of infections, a lot of HIV, a lot of problems associated with tattoos. Either there is or there isn't. You know, for Oklahoma to be the only state where tattoos are illegal, that makes no sense. Either the other 49 are wrong or Oklahoma's wrong. Now, between those two, who do you think's more likely to be wrong, Oklahoma or the other 49 states? But this is Oklahoma. But anyway, apparently in Tennessee, they're not too fond of tattoos either. And the idea about, you know, this edition contains stories about birth control. They don't say, well, here, I'll read the rest of it. Administration at Oak Ridge High School went into teachers' classrooms, desks, and mailboxes to retrieve 1,800 copies of the newspaper last week, said teacher Wanda Grooms, who advises the staff. The Oak Leaf, that's the name of the paper. Oh, what a nifty, neato name. The Oak Leaf's article on birth control listed success rates for different methods. How terrible is that to put the facts in the hands of the kids who need it the most? That's disgusting. That's not fair. Why should the kids have the facts? Do you know, I don't know if people have gotten any smarter, but back when I was in college, there was all these, this apparently is supposed to be a true story, but there was a girl standing on her head. I think I told you the story before, but there was a girl was found. Well, it's not like they found her body, but there was a girl standing on her head, and there was another girl pouring Coca-Cola into her vagina. And someone said, what you doing? They said, well, they're performing either birth control or an abortion. Or it's like, my God. You know, this was in the mid-70s. I mean, it's not like this was in the 1400s, but here are these college girls. Now you figure they got a high school education, and they, you know, should have some kind of clue as to what the world's about. They're putting Coca-Cola in their vagina. It seems like there was a, I don't know, either a turkey baster or a funnel or something going, but Coca-Cola, hello? Jesus Christ. This is why education is considered a bad thing. If these kids are out putting Coca-Cola in each other's uteruses, well, I guess that means they get pregnant, and then they go home and tell dad, and he can beat the crap out of his daughter for being an immoral little slut, maybe kick her down the steps and kick her out of the house. You know, what's she going to do now? She can go to the nun's home where the nuns are going to abuse her, or she can go find some asshole with a coat hanger in an alley somewhere? I mean, you know, aren't you tired of hearing that thing about, oh, they can give your daughter an aspirin, but they need permission. But if your daughter wants to have an abortion, oh, they don't want you to have permission for that, trying to make us look like the crazy people. Well, hey, have you ever heard of a father beating up his daughter, kicking her down the steps, throwing her out on the street because she took an aspirin? I never have. But there's a lot of these holier-than-thou, wacko, fundamentalist, conservative, crazy people, and we got more of them in Oklahoma than you do wherever you live. Well, except if you're in the Carolinas, or Texas, or Alabama, or Mississippi, or Kansas, or Utah, or Wyoming, or a whole lot of other places. But that's what we have, and apparently in Tennessee. They don't want you to know what the success rates for different kinds of birth control. They want you pregnant. And their answer to everything is don't do that. Got to re-mention this. Got to repeat things now and then. Because like Bush said, if you don't repeat it often enough, some people might not get it, or whatever that quote was. But this is why the Republicans are against education. They don't want you to have the facts. They don't want you to have any kind of science. If you see these numbers, I mean, I haven't been able to see the numbers since